Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 82 of Friends with a Twist podcast. I am one half of your dynamic duo, Kenzie, joined by my amazing co-host.
Hey, I'm Madison.
And we are here to tell you all about all things Miami Libertine.
Yeah, so in this episode, we're going to focus on our life and the lifestyle and our going deep segment. So life and the lifestyle, we're going to tell you all about the amazing Libertine event down in Miami. The good, the bad, the ugly, and there's not a lot of bad or ugly. Mm-hmm. No, it's all good. Mostly all good.
There was a 1.5 hour of rain. I guess that was the bad.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
So lots of good stuff to share. And then don't worry, we're going to wrap this episode up with a going deep segment and hear about a steamy encounter Kenzie had in the Miami heat. Mm. Ooh, picture that. The rain just passed. It's hot as fuck. You see the steam coming off the ground. Kenzie's naked body by the pool. I don't know. That's where I pictured. Yeah, but
yeah. I mean, I was almost naked that night, so it kind of works.
Ooh. All right. This is going to be good. All right, but before we get into the breakdown of our Miami event, let's have a fireball shot.
Hey, why not?
Cheers.
This is real fireball being consumed right now.
Clearly, because we're singing now, it's definitely fireball.
Oh, it's spicy. Yeah.
Okay, so without being too boring, we are going to kind of break it down day by day, but we promise we'll keep it fun and sexy, too.
Bold promise, Madison.
Okay.
But okay, we're going to do our best.
All right, so here we are flying out of Philly. We got to Miami.
Had a fireball shot in Philly before we got on the flight.
Okay, so Thursday was not the official start of the takeover, but we got there and a lot of other couples got there then too. And I think mainly the other hosts and everything.
Yeah.
We kind of did our own thing for dinner. I called it the Strip. I don't know. It seemed like the main street in Miami. So we're Miami South Beach.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize it's like every other beach. I didn't realize we were almost like on an island. A peninsula. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I didn't really picture that until we were there. And it was, this sounds so stupid, but like I'm from America and I have an education. But anyway, it's like Miami South Beach and all that. It's like its own little area off the mainland.
It
was nice and it had that like typical beachy vibe, but also, I don't know, Nash Vegas vibe. Like you could just walk and wear the fuck whatever you wanted on the street.
Yes.
Restaurants everywhere.
Yes.
We didn't dress as risque as we should have, I think.
No, we missed an opportunity there. We sat outside at dinner and all sort of commented on this very sexy woman that walked by wearing not much of anything.
And I kept missing the front of her. I only saw the back.
Yes. But I felt like, yeah, we could have gone a lot skimpier.
It's a safe place to like wear or show as much as you want and like no one really bats an eye. So if you go there, I would take advantage of that.
Yes, do it.
Okay, so anyway, the whole event was at this nice historic boutique hotel in Miami Beach. Very artsy. I thought it was very nice and quaint. Like I wasn't overwhelmed by tons of rooms and craziness, like resort vibe. It felt safe and quaint, but beautiful, fun little place to be.
Yeah. I think there were, what, like 5-6 floors?
Yeah.
In, I guess, like the main building,
mm-hmm.
like your typical setup, you know, lobby, kind of a lobby bar. They had a little coffee cafe, obviously like the pool after you walked through all of that out to the pool. And then there was, I guess, another building with more rooms, but yeah, definitely like not too small, but cozy. Like it wasn't terribly difficult to find your way around to things or, you know what I mean?
Which is
like,
good.
Yeah. Like you said, it wasn't like, you know, some big, huge resort or something where like you're getting lost. So that was helpful.
Yeah. Thursday night was pretty low key. I will admit this was a night I was a little bit overwhelmed. I felt like we all mingled down at the bar in the hotel lobby and it felt like a lot of people knew each other. And this is Barry and I's first Libertine event. And I felt a little out of place. And I was hearing people talking to me. I was trying to be social and fun, but I was just a little, it was a bit much.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way or you were just like, oh, back home?
I mean, somewhere in the middle. I think my problem, and it's completely my own issue, this is says nothing about other people, but I have such a shit memory that sometimes it takes me a beat to like place faces and names and that kind of stuff. So I felt like that took me a little minute.
Okay, good. That's
to
fair.
Like kind of reacclimate and like, oh yes, that's who you are or like that kind of thing. But obviously like I don't want to feel, I don't want to make, like I don't want to be rude. I want people to feel like that I don't remember them because that's not it either. I just like I'm still putting the pieces together kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah, I was kind of struggling with that for a minute. Because yeah, I mean, it's just a lot. Like there's a lot of people there. I want to say, I think Kate of the Wanderlust Swingers podcast who masterminds all of this, I think she had said like 60% of the attendees came in on Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, like
okay.
That's like... Yeah. A fucking lot of people were already there. So, yeah, like trying to sort of piece it all together was tricky.
Yeah. So then by Friday, the next day at 3 o'clock, the takeover officially started.
Yes.
So I thought it was cool. We both had our own time to do whatever we wanted that morning. Like Barry and I took a long walk and we actually found out on this said walk that there's a whole Aaron C. show that weekend down off Miami Beach. So we fucking lucked out with the Thunderbirds and all those jets. 35s, the bombers and helicopters and 32s.
I think there was an
F-22. 22s, that's what I meant. So, you know, if you just look it up, the Miami Air and Sea Show, I couldn't believe that we lucked out. I had no idea that was going to be happening that weekend.
Same. Yeah.
We got to see them practice and perform for 2 full days.
Yeah.
So for free. Yeah. 3 days for free. It was amazing.
Well, I mean, free-ish, like.
If you want, I assume they do that every year down there. I don't know, but you might want to go because you didn't need tickets. You could see it on any stretch of the beach. Like, it was amazing.
It was impressive. Absolutely.
Yeah. So then the takeover officially started at 3. And didn't we do a whole, like, countdown thing at the pool? It was so much fun.
Yes. So I feel like, you know, swingers are going to swing. And so everybody was feeling a little, like, I don't know, like, ready to go. So I think he already had it planned. But I had mentioned to Mickey from the Casual Swingers, who was DJing at the pool, like, can we do sort of like a New Year's Eve countdown kind of thing for 3 o'clock? Like, people are itching to take their tops off, like, once the takeover officially starts.
You could be nude so during the takeover, yes.
And, like, he already had something in mind anyway, so, like, it wasn't an original thought on my part. But, so, yeah, he had it all set up to like have like the song and the timing and like the whole thing, so it was perfect. And I think we both partook in the the unleashing of the girls at 3 o'clock. So that was a fun little moment to just like, it's here, it's official,
here we are.
We're ready, let's fly.
Take a deep breath and here to have fun. So I don't know if at that exact moment majority of the females took their tops off, but throughout the rest of the weekend, yes, and quite a few naked men too.
I would say so.
I was pretty proud. Impressed to see all that.
Yeah. There was a good showing of nudity.
It always kind of throws me sometimes if I'm not at Desire or something. I'm like, wait, are you sure you can have that out?
Is this,
so, yeah.
Is this okay?
Yeah. I was like, no one's stopping him, so I think it's okay.
No, it was good.
But when we checked in and went up to our rooms, we had these freaking awesome welcome bags.
My gosh, yeah.
To take up to your room. And they had... She pre-made, or whoever helped her make these name necklaces, which were so helpful all weekend. So everyone had a necklace that they could wear with their name on it. Very easy to take on and off all weekend. Love that.
Yes.
Like you said, we can't remember shit.
Right. Yeah. And I know like some people will wear necklaces like that at different resorts and things.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people, like at Desire, for example, a lot of people will do like insulated mugs with their name on it just to like, you know, help each other out, which is helpful, but not everybody does it. And I feel like at least at Libertine, you're being handed this thing with your name on it. And I feel like everybody just participated.
It was like everywhere.
Everybody wore their necklace. And I don't know. It's like one of those things, like maybe you feel like a little silly if you're the only one doing it. But when everybody has their name necklace on, it's fine. And you don't think twice about it. So, yeah, like kind of like maybe a silly thing. But I find it so helpful because nobody wants to not remember your name. But you're meeting so many people, it's hard to keep everything straight. So just having the damn necklace on eliminates any sort of awkwardness or like nobody has to feel bad that they didn't remember your name. Mm-hmm. Like they just see it on the necklace and they're like, oh yeah, that's right.
I love it.
It just fucking helps so much.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yes, you are.
I love it so much. And the rest of the welcome bag, we put in a little bit of swag, pineapple bottle opener and stickers and chapstick. There was floggers and stuff in there, tape, rope. Oh my gosh.
There was like Kegel balls.
Yeah.
I haven't used them yet. Have you?
No.
No. I can't wait.
Balls you put up there and strengthen your vagina.
I'm going to get a strong ass vagina.
There were some little masturbation egg things.
Yes, for the guys. Yes.
Mint sunglasses. Like super awesome stuff, I thought, for this bag.
Promescent had some stuff in there. Like all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah. Not a lot of wasteful stuff. So I appreciated that.
Yes, absolutely.
And as hosts, we got an awesome extra bag of bikinis and a shirt and sarong, which I freaking love the color too.
Yes, it was so pretty.
So throughout the weekend, the hosts, which we will mention later on and give a thank you to other hosts for this, I promise. But I think we'll talk about each day the bikinis that we had to wear. But Kate picked out the first day was an awesome like mermaid color bikini and a sarong. Pretty. The other day was
like a red and pink. There was like fish.
Yes.
Fishy bikini.
Yeah, it was very unique. It was cute.
But it had like little, almost like little charms like at the, like on the end of the ties. And yeah, it was so cute.
So part of that kicking off the event at 3 o'clock, there was a very, very brief orientation poolside.
Yes.
And we put on our Libertine blue shirts with our names on it. We shared a picture on our social media and just introduced ourselves. I think we had to dance a little bit, didn't we?
We may have done that. Yes. It's possible. But yeah, I will say just a little side note about the orientation itself. Mm-hmm. So not to be a know-it-all, but last year, the orientation was held inside the hotel in like the art gallery area. And that was totally fine and lovely. But I feel like Kate did a great job of kind of reading the vibe.
Yeah, 100%.
Like fucking everybody was in the pool, I think, at that point. So at 4 o'clock... instead of basically trying to get all of us out of the pool to go inside and have this orientation, she read the room and just did, I think, maybe kind of a quicker version than what she planned.
She said she made it shorter, too. It was perfect. Yeah. She's really good at what she does. She's like, we're just going to introduce people, dance a little bit. We don't need to tell them what you're doing every day. Like, that is not the vibe. And she was right.
And it was just, like, perfect. But, yeah, like, at least that way for people who didn't know who the hosts were. Just like, a quick intro. So at least you could kind of identify us. But yeah, I thought that was perfect. And kudos to her for sort of like reading the vibe and pivoting in the moment.
Yeah. She really fucking knows what she's doing. Oh, so I highly I highly recommend any Libertine events. It was almost flawless.
Yes, absolutely.
So Friday night, the theme was flash and fantasy. So pretty much... almost thinking like you could be an icon. You could dress like you're walking the red carpet. Mm-hmm. It was very open to interpretation. I saw from 0 to 100 with that theme. So I wore this new like chainmail dress. It was like
so
shiny.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you.
I love that.
It's one of those that you're like, where else am I going to fucking wear this?
Yeah.
So very short, very skimpy, very actually perfect because the chainmail stuff was cool on my skin. Mm. And all these parties were outside at the venue. Linked to the poolside, but they were outside, so it was warm every night. There was a lot of sweat this weekend, or that weekend.
Yeah, there was.
I felt really, like, confident and good in my dress. Yes. It was just such a sexy vibe. And Barry, he went classic with a, like, a black button-down shirt, white shorts, white shoes. He was just very, we were thinking, like, Miami, like, cool Miami nights for him. So that was our vibe, and you guys looked amazing.
We did all right.
Yes, you did.
So yeah, so Gary had on like a white short sleeve button down shirt and black pants and black suspenders, you know, just to sass it up a little bit. And then, yeah, I wore a black sleeveless, like full length dress with these like two really high slits in the front. As of this recording, I recently posted a photo on our social media of it.
And people are dying over your shoes.
I know. I had like these strappy shoes on, and thank God we at least got that photo.
So they're not practical,
they
are they?
Are the worst things ever. Thank God for that photo, because that was it. Like, that was the end of the sexiness.
It sucks, but they look so good.
They like fucking fall down, like... It was a mess.
They're hard.
And Gary was like all pissed at me because I kept fidgeting with them. And like, so they're great to take a photo in. They are not practical for dancing the night away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least not on my fucking big ass legs. Maybe with like a normal size leg, you could make it work.
But I doubt it.
It was a mess. Or I probably needed like tape. I should have like double sided, like double.
It was so sweaty and hot. I don't know.
I probably would have sweat everything off. Yeah. Anyway. If you're going to Antarctica and you're not going to move, get these shoes. They'll be perfect. But it was fun. So whatever. I like retied them, made the best of it. We kept going.
And Barry and I got to do something that we never did before that night. Oh. I know this sounds really intense, but it's just the 360 photo booth thing.
Yes.
I really, after this, I want to show you all the videos that we did that weekend. So much fun. All you do is stand on this little circle thing and the camera goes around like slow motion. Then it speeds up in slow motion. We actually manned it the last night. We learned how to use it. Like, oh, that was amazing. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. And that night, actually, Barry and I ended it together. I kept Barry up way too late. I just couldn't get enough of him. So we reconnected hot and heavy that night, nice. I will say. Do you want to share, did you have a hot and heavy night with yourself or with anybody? It's okay.
With my pillow.
Love it. That's fine.
Yeah, we had had some nice morning sex that day. So then by the, like, after the party, we were just sort of spent. So not a super sexy night for Kenzie and Gary on Friday, I guess.
Okay, so then Saturday morning, we had to get our shit together and host some stuff.
Professionals.
No, I actually woke up feeling pretty good that day, and I think you did too. So we hosted at 10:30 the Foie Bingo and Trivia, the Get to Know You Bingo.
Yeah,
I'll give all props to you guys because you pretty much planned all the events that we helped to co-host.
Yeah, no. So we just had just sheets of paper, kind of like with a bingo board on it, and the idea was that you had to get up and talk to other people and find people to kind of check off those bingo squares. So I don't know, like we had different stuff on there about like, it's their first Libertine event or we had to fly here. Or...
I like one that was something like, did you lie about where you were going this weekend? I thought that was cute.
Yeah. Like, I've seen you topless in the pool already, like whatever, just like some random shit. And so the idea was, you know, people had to kind of get up and talk to each other and find people that kind of match those different squares and try to get like a bingo board thing.
It didn't take very long.
No. So yeah, so we did that just to get people up and moving and mingling, chatting with each other. And then Gary came up with some trivia questions. There was a nice mix of like some Miami trivia.
So there's a lot of good Miami stuff, yeah.
I think there was a few like kind of just sexy, sexual type questions mixed in. But anyway, again, just a way to kind of get people moving around. So we had like several different groups all mixed together. And then I think we did a round of like guys versus girls.
Yes,
so we like got people like mixed up one more time. So it was really just about helping people meet each other, really. Mm-hmm. And we just used games as a conduit. But hopefully it seemed like everybody had a pretty good time.
Yeah.
We got some positive feedback. Nobody came and yelled at us and said, like, this was shit. So I'm going to assume it was a win. But yeah, so that was really fun to do in the morning.
And again, during the day, pool stuff, more air show, like freaking blast. DJ by the pool every day.
Yes.
But then thankfully you had been to this event before. So you knew that morning to set up our room for the room crawl. So we didn't have to rush out of the pool. Room crawl started at 4. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to rush out at 3 or anything to set up our room. Thank you guys for that. Mm-hmm. So from 4 to 6-ish was officially the room crawl.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few rooms. You could volunteer to host a room if you wanted to. We did our red Miami Heat fireball theme.
Yes. because why not? What else would we do?
And people could just go, you'd have your door open if you were hosting, mm-hmm. and it was on certain select floors of the
yes.
hotel, yeah. 4 and 5, yeah. and people could just walk the hallways if the door was open and you were inviting in. Go mm-hmm. in, get a shot, get a snack, play a game, mm-hmm. get swag, whatever that room wanted to do,
yeah.
You could do that. So we did fireball shot, tattoos.
Yes.
And the beach ball.
Yeah.
With some dares or things to do on them. I think the rules to that got a little loose by the end. But I think there were things on there like slap an ass or get your ass slapped mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yes.
And yeah, every room, although a lot of them had alcohol, there was definitely like an espresso martini themed room yes. with tons of desserts. There was a massage table room with mojitos and stuff. I think mm-hmm. friends of yours, like quite a variety. I think mm-hmm. our plan was to try them all ahead of time. That didn't ever happen. But I'm glad that everyone else got to. And it's a great way to mingle, meet new people, and I don't know, like kick yeah. off the night. I had a blast.
No, it was so fun, but it was also like so much.
Oh, it was like 6:30 and we were both sitting on the couch like
just
whoa,
dazed.
That was a lot.
Can I we feel get some like food? Everybody at the event had come through our room, and that's I think an over exaggeration, but that's what it felt like. And it all good, but it was just a lot. We always like 4 to 6.
Oh, nonstop.
Nonstop. We always had people in our room, which is great and we love that. But
yeah
I was like a little like, whew, okay, I just need a minute and a water and yeah. Because everybody wanted a fireball shot with us and we were trying to...
I did like, not do that. Pace. Apparently, Barry did like 6 of them with people. I was like, Barry, you say no. You don't do them
you
with
can't
everybody.
Do everyone.
Oh.
Yeah, and way more people wanted a temporary tattoo than I would have expected. So I was on tattoo duty.
Yeah.
Just like pressing my face into people's asses to make sure that tattoo was in there solid. And but it was super fun then, just like briefly jumping ahead. Mm-hmm. Sunday,
yeah,
I know everyone showered. People were very clear to tell me that. But like to see the tattoos.
Oh, but you got to scrub hard for some of
those. Stayed on, yeah. And I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but I had a little toot, process toot. Worked out. Toot, toot, bitches. But I would like blow on the tattoo at the end to like try to help really like set it. And I feel like it fucking worked because then they weren't just automatically falling off. So
you and your oral skills this episode.
But yeah, they were every like I asked for consent, where people wanted their tattoo, how they wanted it, all that kind of stuff.
And they were all dirty things or like spank me or.
Yeah. I mean, there were some really vulgar ones, too, that a couple people were brave enough to take. But yeah, no, I asked where people wanted them. So there was like there were some on like the upper part of the boob. Definitely a lot of ass tattoos, like upper mm-hmm. back. A couple people ventured to put a tattoo like right above their genitals.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Yeah.
I was happy to accommodate.
Hey, at least it's easy to hide,
you know,
when you go home.
When you can't get it the fuck off. So yeah, super fun with the room crawl. And again, if you're going to go to an event that has that opportunity, I know it can be a little uncomfortable for people, but I highly recommend because I think it is just such a good way to like, you can just bounce around, like there's no commitment that you have to stay in every room for a certain amount of time or like it's nothing like that. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of do what you're comfortable with, but it's such a great way to meet everybody.
And that night was white night with optional glitter and body painting supplies set up by the host of the event.
Yeah.
I didn't partake in that.
No, me either.
But I got it all over me.
Yeah.
I got glitter all over me. But the body airbrushing and stuff was phenomenal and beautiful on everyone that I saw. Mm-hmm. I didn't partake in it just because I was taking in everyone else's beauty and I got the glitter on my body. But I love that event too. Like, I love that theme too.
Yeah.
I think what I thought it was going to be was wear white and we're going to have colored paint. I was picturing like that and colored handprints on my white dress, which I thought was fun. But I loved what it actually turned out to be.
Yeah. I also had a lot of glitter involved.
On the bed, on the leg the next day.
Everywhere.
Couple days. Yeah. That night was fun. I know they put a lot of effort into the party and the DJ was fun that night. I don't think there was any night where we were lacking to like get the party going outside with music. That night, Barry and I went up to the playroom with another couple and actually I should have mentioned this from the start. So Barry was having back pain like all weekend. And this crowd of people were the sweetest fucking people I've ever met in my life, offering medications, patches, massages, anything to help him all weekend long.
Yeah.
So we went up to the playroom that had, which are just rooms in the hotel, but mm-hmm. they also had set up two massage tables, at least in the one room that we had frequented most. We threw Barry down on the table, this other couple, and I just went to town, literally rubbing his back, like intense massaging. Like, we're all like half naked and stuff, but like we weren't even focused on getting sexual. We were just focusing on helping Barry's back at that point, which I thought was hilarious, but really cool. And then we went back to the playrooms were actually on our floor. So we went back to our room that night with another couple, played around a little bit. I think they seem to be a lot more newer into the lifestyle and mm-hmm. have not anywhere near the experiences that we have.
Yeah.
But they were saying the things that they did with us is like very rare, and like it was just nice to hear that they felt that comfortable doing certain things with us.
Yeah.
I guess I could just say lots of oral swapping. Okay. And then her partner was able to have sex with me a little bit, which is a really big deal. She wasn't quite there and also on the tail end of her period. Her and Barry did lots of like oral stuff, so it was cool that they were able to test the waters with us a little bit in our room.
Nice.
So that was our Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know where you ended up, which is fine. I had no tabs on you all weekend. What did you do?
Yeah, so we also went up to the playrooms. And I will just say, before I talk about us specifically, I guess just sort of another shout out that Kate makes sure that there's an attendant for the playrooms.
Yes. That's nice.
So there's mm-hmm. a person being compensated to be there and take care of things, like make sure that there's clean like towels and sheets and all that good stuff. So
she also gave us the warning that when it was closing too.
Yes. Knock, and if you knock, have bitches, get the fuck out.
Or if you have complaints or don't feel safe or anything at all, like you can go to this person, which I thought was nice.
So yeah, so Gary and I ventured up to the playrooms that night just to kind of check them out, and we ended up in the one room. Like, I'm not...
They're like the suites. They're like huge rooms.
Yeah.
At least the one was a suite.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were in that room. There was just really the room as it was, like a nice large bed. And then I think they also had one of like the Liberator... I don't know, couch, cushion, whatever you want to call it, in that room. So we ended up over there. When we went into the room, there was, I think, just one other couple in there at that time. And she was going down on him. So we kind of joined them on the bed and kind of did like a little parallel thing for a minute. I was going down on Gary for a little bit. And then several other couples came into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I got a little overwhelmed.
Oh.
And like, I wasn't really sure like where, like who was who or where things were going.
Were they watching or they were all doing things?
They were all doing things.
Oh, okay.
Which is totally fine. It's a playroom. Yeah. Like, that's what you should do.
But it's hard to track.
But yeah, like, it was just my own thing. Like, so yeah. So I kind of got a little overwhelmed and kind of gave Gary, like, the tap and the signal. Like, I needed to sort of tap out. So yeah. So we didn't stay very long. But it was still a very fun, sexy experience. I just, like, needed a break for a minute. And I mean, I don't know. In hindsight, like, we probably could have gone back. But we just kind of called it a night at that point.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
yeah.
There was a lot of fun sexiness happening when we left. So maybe a little bit of a missed opportunity there. But yeah, like I just needed a minute to kind of step away and like get my bearings. So nothing overly sexy, I guess, that night for us. But we did at least check out the playrooms. And yeah, they were very like well-maintained and everybody seemed to be enjoying.
Great. Yeah. All right, so then Sunday, we had to have our shit together again in the morning, which we did. We did a FWAT body Pictionary. Yeah. Friends with a twist, body Pictionary, poolside, 10:30.
Yeah.
There's your announcement. No, it was fun. You guys brought those like body crayon marker things that wipe off very easily.
Yes.
We split into two teams for the amazing participants that were there. And Gary and you, or at least Gary, had prepped a bunch of sexual terms that had to be drawn, and even one of the words was Kate. the host of the event. And the person who drew it was freaking awesome.
It was genius. They didn't get it, but it was a genius approach.
Yeah. Or no, maybe they did get
it. They got it.
They
did get
it. They drew like a skate, like a roller skate, and then drew a circle with an S with a cross through it.
Yeah, like no S.
Kate.
It was amazing. No, you're right. They did get it. That was amazing.
But we did like orgies and...
Ooh, pegging.
Yeah. All those terms. People did really good job drawing those
on
bodies.
It was so fun.
And at the same time, inside, there was a drag bingo going on, which we did not get to partake in, but it looked like people were having a good time with that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that this event has so much to do, but also you don't have to do it all. Like, it's not forced or overwhelming.
No. And there's options. Like, if drag bingo isn't your thing, you could have come to our event or vice versa, or you could just sleep in too, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, no, it is nice to have those options.
It was fun during the pool, of course, DJ, air show again. There was a brief burlesque performer, which then I think hosted an event in the hotel teaching people how to do the dancing, which I missed. But yeah, just such a variety of fun stuff all weekend.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Everyone at this point is getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. We're all a little bit more loosened up. I feel like the vibe at the pool Sunday was way different than even Saturday, the day prior.
Yeah.
Like, I got so many fucking massages all weekend. I was getting touched in the pool. Like, my feet were getting massaged. Like, people were comfortable. More people were naked and topless.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, I feel like in the pool, I think it's, like, funny. And I don't know if you'll agree, Madison. The pool has a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel, I don't know, like, claustrophobic. Like,
oh, I agree.
There's a lot of people there, but... I don't know, like somehow it works that there isn't like...
You're not constantly bumping into people who are like, oh, don't touch my back.
Right, yeah. So it's just nice. And obviously it's Miami, so the weather's beautiful, like
hot.
Everyone is just like soaking it up. And then, yeah, again, like with this air show going on, kind of funny maybe... People would be sort of chatting, and then one of these massive planes would fly overhead.
Jet would go overhead, and we're all like, oh!
And like, everybody's, like, jumping, and you couldn't hear anything for a few seconds. And we were, like, you'd be having a conversation with somebody, and then, like, just, like, whip your head to see, like, what was flying overhead. And but it was funny, and I think, too, a couple people noted that when the planes would fly by... If you were in the right spot at the pool, so like everybody would turn and look out to the ocean to like where the planes were flying over. So if you were in the right spot at the event, all you saw was a sea of asses because everybody had like turned to look at the planes.
That's hilarious.
So there was that bonus too, maybe. Yeah. And no, Sunday I think was really fun. Like you said, everybody was feeling pretty comfortable by then. And like maybe kind of an example of that. Gary and I were on our way to go grab some dinner with some friends. And the people in the elevator with us at the same time had said they were going to the same restaurant. So then like we just automatically became a group of six.
Aww,
and we all
awesome.
Went and had dinner together. And like just like that kind of stuff that I think everyone at these events is just very like friendly and respectful. And it's just easy to talk to. Just kind of a fun little twist that we didn't expect on Sunday night.
That's
with
awesome.
Dinner. That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So Barry and I took a nap. Didn't make it to dinner. But that night was very fun because it was lingerie bear after hours theme. So like relax, be bear. We have photos we'll be sharing of our lingerie.
Yes.
I wore a black lace teddy.
So pretty.
And my heels. Thank you. Barry had his silky short and t-shirt, like pajama vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And you?
I had on
What did you wear?
I had on this red strappy number, which I wasn't. It's new. I debuted it there in Miami.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't really fully know how it was going to work or if like shit was going to be moving around. But I was pleasantly surprised, like it all, everything stayed where I wanted it to. So
it was a little dominatrix vibe.
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of like a little halter, like it kind of comes up around my neck. Like there was a clasp like behind my neck. And there was like these kind of elastic bands that come like over my nipples. And then there was like strappy shit. My pussy was covered. But it was basically just like a string up my ass on the back. And
floss, yeah.
Some butt floss. And then I put on these, they were like nude thigh highs, but there was red lace at the top and like a red line up the back of my thigh, leg, whatever, leg. Yeah, that's the right word. Jesus. And again, just another little shout out for Kate. In case we haven't made it clear what an amazing host she is, she saw me on the dance floor, stopped, got on her knees, fixed, she did ask for consent, fixed my thigh high because it was askew, and like went on to like just jamming out and partying. And like, so just like the most amazing host you will ever find. But yeah, so that was an amazingly fun night. Everybody looked beautiful.
And thankfully that night, the 360 camera was working again. So Barry and I hopped on that a couple times.
Yeah.
We hosted it for a little bit. That's a great way to meet and mingle with people.
Yeah.
Had a blast. And then fucking danced our asses off on the dance floor. Yes. Took a break. We went back and sat on the chairs at the edge of the club and we're just like vibing together. It was just so relaxed and so much fun. We didn't hook up with anyone that night, but Barry kept me up all night and rode me like a horny little rabbit late into the hour. So
nice.
We had amazing reconnective sex that night.
Fun. Yeah. No, you guys were killing it on the camera. And those, yeah, are such fun videos. I would imagine people might be sharing some on social media. I think some have already been, so keep your eyes out. But yeah, it's just like such a fun one. So yeah, I feel like we each had our fair share of sexy fun throughout the entire weekend with others, with each other, with everybody, all of it, with the air show, just people's nipples were vibrating when the planes flew, all of it, just fucking sex oozing everywhere. So it was an amazing time. So on that note, maybe we will try to put a bow on this whole amazing weekend with a few general impressions. What do you think, Madison?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Mine was that, these are so vague. The vibe was great.
Yes.
I know. But seriously, the music was amazing. We talked more to the DJ Casual that was there. He was very fun, respectful, like of the holiday weekend. He kept making positive comments about that. Thought he played great music all day and the final night. Overall, I thought there were so many nice people. Like I said, there were so many people offering to help Barry's back pain, help my neck pain. I've never gotten so many intense massages. Such a fucking friendly crowd, super welcoming. I love the themes. I thought they were different compared to what we're used to.
Mm-hmm. But still, like, accessible.
Yeah,
I feel like I didn't have to, like, stress over. Yeah, like, they were, like,
different but vague enough.
Yes.
You could do what you wanted.
Make your own thing, yep.
Made so many new friends, which I loved. That's the best part of all of this. We loved the location on South Beach. And honestly, the whole time I felt safe in and around the hotel.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved the Air and Sea show that we lucked out to see. And like I said, Barry and I had some amazing reconnection time together. I will say maybe I wish we ventured out more to like some restaurants and stuff while we were there. But I guess that speaks volumes about the takeover, because once we were there, we didn't want to fucking leave.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get out very much because we were having such a great time. And our just general shout outs. I know you have some takeaways too, but absolutely shouting out like the STD Hero Company, Casual Swinger Podcast, Kate Libertine Events, the Wanderlust Podcast, DJ Casual, DJ Cheska, the Room Crawl hosts, all the freaking attendees.
Yeah.
Really, really had an amazing time. And I'm so glad that we got to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I echo all of that. And I think I might have mentioned this last year, not that anyone would fucking remember, but I think what makes these takeovers kind of like unique or special is that we're pretty much all there for the same amount of time. Like, I know not everybody could get in on Thursday night kind of thing, but for the most part, like, we're all there the same amount of time, kind of having a somewhat similar experience, obviously not identical, but like we all have like kind of these similar opportunities. Like, we're all hanging out in the pool together. And I feel like that just kind of helps create like more of a sense of like connection and community. So that's super fun. And then I think that, and I don't want this to sound negative, I just don't know what other adjective to use, but I feel like it's a mature lifestyle crowd. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily mean, I don't use that word to as like, because I'm trying to say that everybody's old, because that's not it either. Everybody has common sense and like
just respectful and could read the room and common sense.
Yeah. Like, it's that, which is so appreciated. And yeah, like, I don't know, like, nobody was really, like, stumbling around drunk.
No,
which,
I
like,
love that, yeah.
You know, whatever, it happens, I get it. Like, I'm not trying to judge too much, but, like,
it wasn't sloppy, that's
no.
all.
Yeah, so it was nice. And, like, there's absolutely a sexy vibe, but it's not overtly sexual. Like, people aren't giving blowjobs on the side of the pool. Mm-hmm. And, like, people aren't fucking in the cabanas. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that, I don't know, like, that's just not the vibe at this event. And maybe it's, like, just literally not allowed because it's Miami. I don't know. But anyway, if you've never been to an event like this and you are thinking, like, maybe this isn't for me or, like, what the hell is actually happening? Like, it's not that. Everybody's really respectful. Kate does a great job of talking about consent and that kind of thing ahead of time. So absolutely 100% recommend.
I agree. You sold us. Yep. We're going to do another one.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for our sexy, steamy, going deep segment. Story from Kenzie. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, friends, we are back for Going Deep, and Kenzie is preparing her recap of a steamy Miami nights. I cannot wait to hear this. Take it away, Kenzie.
Me either. I hope I do this story justice.
We never can. It's always better in the moment.
I know. You really all should just be there with me every time I fuck somebody. It would be way better. Just a little peanut gallery. Okay. So the featured people in this story, I was there. Gary was involved. And then the other couple shall forever be known as Matt and June.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So, you know that feeling when there's just an instant connection? You mm-hmm. can't quite explain it, but everything just clicks. The conversation flows. The banter is witty. The flirting is effortless.
I feel like I'm reading a novel. Keep going.
So Gary and I had taken notice of this attractive couple at both of the FWAT mix and mingle events that you Ooh. Already heard us talk about tonight.
Okay.
Total smoke shows, right around our age. I would describe her, June, as a stunning brunette with a vibe I can only describe as sexy librarian. Intellectual, but I wondered if she didn't have a wild side.
Ooh.
He, Matt, has a shaved head, very fit, strong build, and very piercing, beautiful eyes. So both were super friendly and engaged in our little FWAT games and our little activities that we were hosting. However, we really didn't have much of a chance to chat with them, aside from some conversation in the pool, but we had crossed paths with them again the night of the lingerie party. Mm-hmm. So, yay. And I kind of felt like we were all chatting. There was good chemistry, like a good vibe. And it was only later that I found out that Matt had had his eye on me since that first FWAT event.
Oh, stop
it. So super flattering.
I love this.
Love that.
Of course he did, though, by the way.
No, stop. I don't know. So we're at the bar and we ended up in two parallel conversations. June was talking to Gary and I was talking to Matt. I was really enjoying our conversation, even though now I couldn't fucking tell you what the hell we were talking about, but it's all good. So what seemed to be out of nowhere to me, June turned around, looked directly at Matt and I, and literally said, "Wanna fuck?"
Whoa. I love this girl.
And I fucking love that. Like, no beating around the bush. She's just like, are we in or out? And I just fucking appreciate
that. I really like that, though. Yeah.
I do. Like, I wish I had the balls to do that. Again, this is something I found out later. Mm-hmm. I think her and Gary's conversation was different.
Okay.
Than what I was talking to Matt about. And she, I think, had asked Gary, should I just be direct or should I, like, soften this up? And Gary said, just be direct. So kind of a different experience for them versus me, but
she met the assignment.
But I fucking loved it. I was like, yes, let's fucking do this. So nothing wrong with being clear and direct. I think that's the best way to be in the lifestyle. So we kind of like came together as a group then to sort of talk about the logistics. We talked a little bit about some preferences, some boundaries.
Well, and that's a good thing. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. And whether, like, kind of play style. So we talked about whether we wanted to play separately or all together. We came to consensus that we were going to go to separate rooms.
Ooh.
So I enjoy that option because I feel like it allows me to really focus on my partner and the experience. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with group play either. They both have like their advantages, but so we agreed that's what we were going to do. And then we set sort of the parameter that we would send a quick text to kind of check in
when we
were done. So,
okay.
Yeah. So June and Gary headed to her room and Matt and I went to my room, our room, whatever. The ladies were on, like, home turf.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay. The moment that we walked through the door, I feel like the vibe kind of shifted. We had been at, like, this high-energy party and, like, woo-woo-woo. And it just, like, shifted to this, like, intimate focus on each other.
Like, super sensual, like, sexy vibe.
This is happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Were you prepared to, like, set the room? Did you have, like, music or lights or?
No. I wasn't prepared, but I created space for
that.
You
made it happen.
Yeah.
Yes, I love this.
So I don't know. I mean, I probably could have been a little smoother about it, but I did like just kind of ask for a moment. I brushed my teeth.
Oh, good for you.
I put the lights on. I got the music playing. Like,
you clean your bits, you spray the rest. Yeah.
Yes, I got the set thing set up.
Good.
And he seemed fine with that. So like, okay.
Awesome.
So we get everything situated and we basically started by making out, I guess, like if you want to call it the living room area of this hotel room and just kind of like, you know, kind of feeling each other out. Like this is honestly the first time that we are having contact with each other, like physical contact with each other. And then I thought this was so sexy. He sort of like took a step back and he kind of like gave me this like once over with his eyes.
Oh gosh.
And he said, "Leave the thigh highs on." I was like,
"Oh my God.
Yes, whatever you want, done. Got this." So we kind of kiss a little bit more. I'm helping him out of his shirt and pants, you know, like kind of running my hands all over his body. And we move things over to the bed. So we took a minute to kind of just do another little check-in, make sure we're both on the same page. And I really appreciated this. And Madison, we've talked about this before, but he made sure that it was okay to have some fun and laugh a little while we were being sexy.
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
I appreciate because I feel like you and I have talked about that before. Like,
that's like
I
the
love,
perfect setting.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love a little bit of like laughter and levity.
Or awkward or weirdness.
Yeah, like just like be you.
Oh.
So that was amazing. Love that. There's just like something so sexy but comfortable about being able to make that switch between like we're laughing and then we're like fucking and we're like
hot and heavy.
Yes, I love it. So with our boundaries and preferences clearly communicated, I am only wearing those red thigh highs at this point.
Oof.
Matt is only wearing some little sexy, like, boxer brief things at this point. He went down on me first. Such a gentleman. He absolutely knew exactly what he was doing. Fantastic. A plus. He started slowly, but then quickly picked up the pace. And I was dripping wet before too long. So then that's when he added some fingers to the mix.
Ooh. Were you like pulling his head like into you?
Yes. I was like all in. I was very aggressive. So yes, all of the above. So I took as much as I could of that before I flipped him over onto his back on the bed and then slid his briefs off and returned the favor. So I took as much of him as I could in my mouth.
Oh, so it was like a lot.
It was a lot. But I tried to balance that. I worked his shaft with my mouth and also incorporated the hand before sliding the tip of my tongue all over his cock and balls. I gently took each ball into my mouth before resuming the suck and stroke combo. And I will say that the sounds he was making led me to believe that he was doing okay.
He liked it.
Yeah. I think he was enjoying himself. So when it was time for the main event, Matt put on a condom and a cock ring.
Ooh, okay.
Which was like...
That's fun.
Like not the first time, but something unique. Yeah. Like I haven't had a ton of partners that have used that
apparatus.
Like
in that moment to put it on. Yeah.
Just like boop, boop, boop. We're in. So cool. Totally fine. But we started with me on my back on the bed with my legs spread wide, and he took his time and slid into me with just like the most deliciously slow pace. And I just fucking love that feeling of being filled completely.
Like you're stretching with
me. Yes. Especially with a new partner. Something about like that first time vibe.
Yeah.
Just like extra fun. So I could tell immediately that our sexual chemistry was going to be like on fire. Like we were a good match. Like this is good. So we went through a multitude of amazing sexual positions, but let me highlight just a couple for the sake of time. So I was on my back. My ankles were on his shoulders and he was taking like these long, slow, deep thrusts that were just sort of driving me insane. Cause like, I almost like wanted it faster, but he was just like
not yet.
It was one of those. So I was like, you got it. But then he seemed to enjoy, a couple times I tried to like grab my ankles and pull my legs a little bit wider apart. And like, I'm not super flexible by any means, but like I try my best. But he seemed to appreciate the effort of trying to get like as wide as possible. And then he sort of kept me guessing because he kept like varying his pace. So like he would give a few like quick thrusts and then like slow it down.
Maybe that was, well, it could have been for you and for him too, to like be able, you know, like to keep going.
And then, yeah, like he'd speed up again and then he'd just like stop and just like hold it like deep inside for a second and then like resume. So like I really appreciated the variety, of the pace. That was quite nice. Highly recommend, guys. Take note. Then at one point, we also transitioned to doggy style, which is not always my favorite. But he, with consent, was playing with my ass.
Yes. I was just going to say, put in your ass. But no, played with your ass.
I'm not quite there, but yeah.
Like hand or mouth?
Hand.
Okay.
Thumb.
Yes.
I think. Maybe. Digit. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But he was like really good at like kind of pacing himself. And credit where credit is due, he only went harder when I specifically asked for it.
That's good.
So I totally appreciate that because, again, like that's not always, I don't know, I guess like my preferred position. So he was a total gentleman about it and like definitely stayed, I think, within my like comfort level. So yay. Thank you, Matt. Then I guess to sort of start to wrap this up, the last couple highlights I would share, there was a point where I was on my back and he was just like totally like deep inside. So like my forearms, I guess, were like up under his armpits and my hands are on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I like was just like fucking like a spider monkey, like locked in. And I was just like grinding on his
like
cock
you wanted
from the
that
bottom.
Fully in you.
Yes. I was like, give it all. Yes. So that was amazing. And then at some point, I flipped him over onto his back, jumped right on top, as I do, and just, like, fucking rode him like a pony.
Yes.
Absolutely to climax. And I think by that point, I was just, like, a sweaty, satisfied mess. I had this, like, stupid fucking happy grin on my face.
Oh,
like
I
was just like so satisfied and happy. I'm sure I look like a fucking idiot at this point, but it is what it is when you're with me. But it had been such a fantastic experience. He had been so respectful and like, you know, was like aware of my boundaries and it was just lovely. So I kind of like slide off him at this point and I thought, I was so sure that I was already going to have that text from Gary saying, like, are you guys done?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't.
Oh.
But I texted Gary. I was like, oh, I think we're probably could be about done. Like, where are you guys at kind of thing? So everybody was pretty much ready to wrap up. So, like, okay, fine. I gave Matt a final kiss, kind of make sure he had all his clothes and supplies and send him on his way back to June. And the nice thing about these events is I would say that there's no walk of shame. People are more likely to probably give you a high five.
It's like
five.
A walk of fame, man.
Yeah, it's like, I did it. So, yeah. So,
yeah.
I was in the shower when Gary got back to our room. And then he took his turn in the shower when I was done. But we kind of like, you know, got into bed. We sort of talked briefly about our sexy encounters. And then drifted off into just a blissful few hours of sleep. So my takeaway from this wonderful experience is that sometimes this can be really easy when everyone is secure and clearly communicates and knows what they want. And also being in a sexy, respectful environment all weekend doesn't hurt either.
Mm-mm.
So as we've already said, here's my wholehearted endorsement to check out a libertine event as soon as you can, because people are just awesome.
Like, I am not surprised you had this experience at this event.
Yeah.
Like, this is what, like, if we do another one, this is what I expect. Like, this is just, it just seems so easy there. I'm so glad you had a super easy, hot, fun experience. Yeah. And briefly, can I ask, did Gary have a similar, equally... Did you even, you talked about it a little bit, but you don't have to give details, but he had an equally hot, fun, comfortable experience.
Yes.
I love that.
And we're still chatting with June and Matt.
Amazing.
And hopefully we can see them again. Like, we don't live super close to each other, but it would be lovely to get together with them again. So,
what this is all about. Oh my God. Yeah. I love that for you.
Thanks. So yeah, so super fun time in Miami.
Oh my God, I'm fucking horny now. All right. I guess I gotta wrap this up though. Shit.
Yeah, let's. Well, you're just gonna end it so Madison can go masturbate.
I'm gonna go touch myself to that super hot story. That's gonna do it for episode 82. Thank you. Thank me for being here and hearing this. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank everybody.
Please feel free to connect with us on X or Instagram. Again, we're FWAT_podcast or email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We hope to connect with you soon at a future event or, I don't know, meet you on one of these lifestyle sites.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. We got this.
I'm on it now.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.